Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Ah, what a morning, man. Mm-hmm. Monday, September 11th, folks. Today is the day 16 years ago. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
I didn't say hi, Rachel, because I don't know if you're high or not this morning.
I'm still high from attending the Dope Awards last night. Yeah,
Dope Awards?
The Dope Magazine Awards were last night, and the agency that I work for that I create cannabis content that Olivia owns won an award for best cannabis design firm, and then she won an award for best cannabis social media influencer.
Wow. So I voted. Did I help her then?
You did.
Wow.
Thank you.
She won out of how many people?
They narrowed it down to four. She beat out four people, but there was a bunch of people nominated, I think.
I'm sure, yeah. Probably hundreds or something, yeah.
So
So she won.
Yeah,
huh?
So it was like a black tie event for the cannabis community, because usually when we see people we're in these like sweaty tents and like you know, t-shirts and jeans. It was a cool event. I'm still high from it. So
really?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was downtown at the Majestic. That was the place. The
really?
Venue.
Mm-hmm. And they allowed to smoke there and everything?
You could vape inside. Mm. You could vape cannabis. And then outside you could smoke flower.
You
could
smoke, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I have a swag bag we can go through after together.
Goodie bags, yeah. Folks. We like those.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, that's cool then. I was up in San Francisco. And
yeah,
it's
how
amazing.
Was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I went to see my son for a couple days. And San Francisco is a whole different animal. You know, it's smaller, but it takes longer to get places.
How was the weather up there?
The weather was actually very nice. It was a little foggy at night, but during the day it was beautiful. So when there's a day like this, everybody goes out to the parks, to the beach, and that's where we were, you know.
Nice.
Walking around, smoking, and everybody there just in the park just sits there and smokes, you know, and walks around. Mm-hmm. They don't give a shit about anything. There's cops. They don't care.
They don't care. I went to a music festival up there, Outside Lands. It's in Golden Gate Park. We're just smoking weed in front of the cops. This was years ago. They just don't care.
They don't care, no. Really. You know, it's funny because I was thinking, usually when I go to smoke, I try to go to a secluded place so people don't comment or say anything or whatever.
No, that's the least of their worries.
I know. Mm-hmm. But
did you go into any of the dispensaries up there?
No, I did not. I didn't have to. I figured they're probably more expensive.
They have some really good weed up there.
Yeah?
No, I don't think, I wouldn't say it would be any more expensive. It's just different brands because they're all Northern California flower.
No, I know. But yeah. He did say, and most places
you just
here
go
are
to
expensive
the right
too.
One.
Exactly. You have to find the right one. You know, I mean, I've got a place where the prices are definitely like almost half of what other places are.
Yeah.
And I'm just going there and that's it. You know, it doesn't make sense to pay so much money. So I didn't go to a dispensary.
It would be cool
there,
if we could get sponsored by, you know,
yeah, right?
A brand or
I know. Say. Send this down. Send
so
us bags.
Send nugs.
Yeah. Send us bags. This
we'll happily mention you on air, you know.
That's true, yeah. Someone's calling. I don't know if it's our guest or not. We're scheduled for a guest at 10:15.
Should we answer it?
I don't know. I don't like taking calls, really. But if they keep calling, we'll take
okay,
it. Okay.
Okay.
Because I think if they want it badly enough.
Oh, I have to respond back to a fan that listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
I think his name is Billy. I'm going to respond back to you. I just haven't. I have to write. He asked me a question regarding cannabis, and I want when I get questions, which I do a lot about my opinion or what my thoughts are on, you know, certain things or whatnot. And I'm by no means a doctor,
right.
You know, so I let me full disclaimer. I just know what works for me personally.
Right.
But yeah, I will craft a response So if he's listening.
So what is that? Do you want to give a public or private response?
No. I mean, I'm going to write to him. He just asked me a question about, like, what do I recommend as far as strain? I get a lot of, like, recommendations upon, like, as far as, like, what strains, you know, to what do I recommend for sleep or anxiety? And so I just know, like I said, what works for me. And depending on the area, I don't know what he has access to. But I just like to give, you know, proper information.
Right.
So
right.
I just haven't had a chance to respond back to him.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You feel a sense of responsibility. You give him the right answer.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, at the end of the day, to me, I treat it as a medicine. It's not just something, let's go get stoned, you know? So I want to give him, you know, accurate information.
Right.
Regarding. Yeah.
Well, sounds good to me.
I feel like I need to get some kind of, like, doctor weed degree or something to give out information because... you know, just what works for one person may not work for other people.
Right. And you do a lot of
and I might say, like, do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. but yeah, so cool.
Very cool. Were there a lot of people there at the awards?
There were. And then on Saturday, I went to this really cool event. And I would love to get Barbie on, the founder of MJU University, who puts on the Sushi and Doobie event. And the sushi chef is the chef from Nobu, who also I'd love to get him on as a guest. He really wants to come on the show. His name is Chef Victor. He's incredible. Some of the best sushi I've ever had. And it was medicated. So it was incredible. So this is the second time I've attended this event.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I unsuccessfully made a sushi. I made it into a taco. It didn't even get cut. It was embarrassing. I literally cringed with the chef walking over, like, please don't look at me. I'm so embarrassed. In that event, I taught people how to roll a blunt. I was the blunt valedictorian. Yeah. And this event, I was teaching people how to do smoke tricks, like blow O's. So, yeah. My mother must be so proud.
And how many people were there?
Well, it sold out. So it was, I think there was like 30 students and then it was a bunch of vendors and it was an intimate place. And it's always just really cool because it's a studio, so you don't want to be too big, but every seat was taken. I actually successfully rolled sushi. I have it on my Instagram. You can see it.
Really?
But, I put it up on the story. Maybe I'll recap it later if I saved it. But yeah, so it was such a cool event. Yeah, it was. I love these little speakeasy type pop-up weed events because it's cool to see what the community is doing with cannabis.
And to meet like-minded people, you know? I
mean, right.
It's cool. It's cool because people know what you're talking about, you know?
Well, there's that. And then it's just a cool place for people to get to know different types of brands and, like, see all that you... Like, there's cannabis, olive oil. There was... I got these really cool... This Pepper Co. Medicated Rice crispy treats. And the girl was so cute. The founder, she comes up and gives me samples. And she wanted to take a picture. And I was like, I'm obsessed with you. But she got into this because she has epilepsy.
Mm.
So I, like, really love connecting with people. Like, hearing their stories. Why they got into this. What does the plant mean to them? Like, look at how they're giving back to something that's given so much to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and, like, it's such a... The plant... I mean, cannabis is such a pay-it-forward plant. I mean, it just makes you want to give and treat
it
people.
Does.
It really does in your own way. So
yeah, makes you do a lot of things. Sometimes you might regret them, like spend too much money.
Me eating too much pizza. That's not a weed thing, though.
It is.
No, it's not.
I don't spend a lot of money, but when I smoke, I realize I'm less, like, inhibited to spend the money.
I feel like that's more of a drinking thing too. Like your inhibition. That's like your inhibitions are down.
Yeah.
But I will say I ate like two slices of giant pieces of pizza at 2 a.m. in the morning last night. And I was like, I don't necessarily need to be eating this right now. But like I was stoned. So it's, you're right. It makes it seem like, oh, this is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
There are like stoned. Well, you should know when you're under, you know, no purchases. That's just like, you know what I mean? A bottom underlying rule. You don't go to the mall. You know,
exactly.
You know, try not to go to the grocery store.
Exactly. Because everything seems fine.
Smoke.
It's like, oh, what the hell? I spend the money.
You're like, why did I come home with four different kinds of Pop Tarts and nothing nutritional?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And no money left in your pocket. That's funny. So, so it was good. We also went to see It.
Oh my gosh, how was that?
And, you know, I'm not a horror movie fan, but I am definitely a Stephen King fan. And that was definitely one of my favorites that he'd written. It's a big book,
yeah,
over 1,000 pages. And I just calculated that it came out 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
30 years ago. So that's pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
And but I still remembered it. So the movie goes on, right? And I'm going, you know, the time passes. I'm going, how are they going to tell this entire story in 2 hours? You know? And sure enough, the movie ends. I'm like, a big part of this is missing here. What is it? Because they're showing you the kids. But in the book, they're also adults. You know, and they go back in time, or not back in time, but they have flashbacks and stuff,
right,
and things like that. None of that happened in the movie,
wow,
right? So I won't spoil it for those who haven't seen it yet, but let's just say there's a surprise at the end, and it's I enjoyed it. If you like horror films,
was there a lot of blood?
Good. Yeah, there was not a lot. Well, yeah, actually, there was a scene with all blood. You know, yeah.
Interesting.
Blood coming out of the sink and splashing everywhere.
Yikes.
Yeah. That kind of movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you see, the reason I like the book and the reason I like all of Stephen King's books is, first of all, many of them involve kids.
Mm-hmm.
You really can get into the mind of a kid. And it sort of like takes you back in time, mm-hmm, you know, when he talks about kids. That's one thing. Another thing is, it's the relationship and the characters and the relationships between them. And that's what I remembered from the book.
Right.
You know, that clown is not such a big deal. In the movie, they made it like seem like a very big deal. But in the book, it sort of stretches out. The clown takes on different forms and things like that.
Right.
You know? It's not really a clown. It's a monster.
Right.
You know, it's some evil. And only Stephen King can describe evil and something that doesn't really exist and convince you it does.
Right.
But it's not an animal. It's not a human.
Right,
it's
right,
something.
Right. It's a fucking clown.
Are you into horror films at all?
I love suspense. I don't like the blood, but
right,
I like the suspense stuff. The thrillers, supernatural thrillers.
Yeah.
I'm just never into the bloody
right
stuff.
Well, there's not really a lot of blood when you come to that. It's not like a Rambo where, you know.
I like things that like are realistic almost, or could be you know what I mean?
Mm.
I like the supernatural, paranormal. I like alien movies.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
What about Game of Thrones? Do you follow that?
I used to follow it, and I just skipped out on a couple seasons. So who has the time?
I know. And
to catch up on these.
Especially.
Because these episodes are an hour long. I mean, that's. And they have like 15 episodes per. I mean, it's just. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a big investment, you know? I don't have that kind of time or commitment.
But my boyfriend does, and, you know, it seems everyone I know is into it, and I'm just like, whatever, dude. But that was what The Sopranos and Breaking Bad was like for me. And then years later, I did it because I like to have my own experience with these shows.
Yeah,
and because I don't like to get on Facebook and be pissed when people tell me something that I haven't had a chance to see because I'm friends with people on the East Coast and they get things 3 hours ahead of me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have assholes on my timeline who like to ruin things for you. So I like to just forget about it for a couple years and then get into it on my own.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think our guest is calling in, so let's go ahead and take the call now. We're going to be joined by J.J. Gold. Are you on the line with us, Jay?
I am, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning. I know you tried to call a little earlier, but we sort of tried to pace the show, so I'm glad you called back.
Not a problem.
Awesome. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Skagway, Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And all the way in Alaska. Wow. Is that where you live, or are you visiting there?
No. I live much closer to you. I live in Northern California, but I'm up here for a little while.
Oh, wow. Have you been there before? Is this your first time there in Alaska?
I have been to Skagway before, yes.
Oh, very cool. So,
Yeah.
So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about, I see you cover topics like world peace, inner peace. What's the connection? You're going to be out here in L.A., right? At USC?
I am. I'm going to be in USC next Monday at Doheny Library on the campus.
Okay.
At night, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about, I'll talk a little bit about this latest weather event and how it revealed so much courage and so many wonderful attributes of human beings, and why we're not, that those attributes are not accessible to us at other times, because we're certainly seeing a lot of heroism and cooperation and really wonderful attributes of human beings, and we know what it's like all the rest of the time. There's a lot of pettiness.
Yeah. That's interesting, you know, because I always wonder, why does it take, like, disasters and you know, times of stress to really come together and do these things? Have you thought about that at all? I mean, why is it that we only do it that way? And then at those times, and then when we're okay, we mind our daily business. We don't really. I mean, we sort of like even are angry at each other on the roads and, you know.
Yeah, well, I've spent a lifetime thinking about that particular subject and have discovered things that are in the way. There are things we've picked up along the way to be safe and to feel okay, and those things have to be reexamined.
Right. Like, what are some of the things, for example? You mean like opinions, worldviews, things like that?
I mean things that are maybe a little closer to home. I mean a competition and not feeling okay unless we're in a superior position, and maybe that's not all it's cracked up to be. And also embarrassment, that we are so easily feel like we're in danger of something monumental from the smallest embarrassment. So we're protecting our self-image all the time, and that creates a false manifestation on our parts, and it erodes our sense of humor because everything is so heavy.
Yeah,
our self-importance puts us in a position where we feel like all our problems, plans, and relationships are monumental, and the gravity of them is huge, and it makes us into heavy individuals. And those things have to be reexamined, because maybe we can leave some things behind that we've carried all this time, and we don't have to carry it anymore.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, and coincidentally, today's 9/11, and when you think of the time when this happened, America did come together. You know, we felt we were attacked. We felt close to each other. We felt we were in the same boat. And, you know, at other times, I mean, look at our elections. You know, the country is so divided and so angry with each side that it's almost unprecedented, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we've also come together more recently about this eclipse and that's happened, and our concept of the gravity of situations that we come together over are in a way ridiculous, because an eclipse is basically not a phenomenon of the sun or the moon. The eclipse is a phenomenon of our position in relation to it, where we're standing. Right. You stand in one place and there's an eclipse, you stand in another place, there's no eclipse. That becomes not an event of astronomical importance, but it's our self-importance. And right. A lot of our events are so self-important that it's hard to change, because we don't have a accurate view of our existence in relation to the creation.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's pretty interesting. So you've spent a lifetime learning about this. I see you're an author and a philosopher, and that's pretty cool, because you don't meet a lot of philosophers, you know. What does a philosopher do? You spend a lot of time, obviously, reading, thinking, too. Do you just sit sometimes and just think?
Well, I spend time, I play poker.
Yeah.
And and I travel, and I hang out with friends, and I live on a farm of a kind, so I ride the tractor, and I cut grass, and I listen to music, and I play music, and I do what other people do, but I try to see the depth beneath the surface of those things as well as doing them. I like to make jokes, and I like to laugh, and I certainly like to eat, and I have owned restaurants in the past, so I like to cook. But all those things are nice things on the surface, but they also have a beneath the surface where those most ordinary things reveal interesting stuff about ourselves.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be a cataclysmic event, whether it's spiritual or weather-related, to reveal really interesting things about ourselves. But, you know, the way the Seinfeld show used to be, it was a lot about little things, and people really liked watching it. I certainly liked watching it and laughing about little things. And so I've made a study of little things.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, you know. I mean, to understand how everything works and why it works that way and stuff is amazing. For those of you joining us, we're talking to J.J. Gold. He's going to be at USC September 18th, 7 p.m. That's a Monday night at Doheny Memorial Library. You can listen to him speak. You've also written several books as well. I wanted to ask you, you know, being a philosopher and stuff, and someone who does do a lot of thinking and research and stuff, I wanted to ask you, what place does God have in your life? Do you have any? Are you religious? Do you view God as something more like in a logical way, or does it not exist as part of your life? At least you've thought about it, obviously.
I certainly have thought about it and certainly felt about it as well, which is almost a deeper level than thinking about it. But anybody who would see this creation and not think that there's something bigger behind this creation, that we are the center of it, is really not an astute observer of much at all. So whatever we call this bigger force that's behind everything, and how deliberate it is, and how much it personally sees us, that's an interesting subject of exploration.
Right.
But that we are small, and something else is very big, and we're in a way dependent on that something, because it gives us breath and it gives us heartbeat. And without breath and heartbeat, we couldn't be having this conversation, and we couldn't be talking about medicated sushi or anything else. You know, we couldn't.
He's been listening.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Tell us how people can find you, find out more about what you do, your books. Would you like to talk about your books for a moment?
Yeah, well, I've written a few books, and I wrote one about traveling and places I've been around the planet, and I do recognize that you have an accent, which maybe is Eastern European, I'm not sure.
It's actually Middle Eastern, I'm Israeli. Have you been to Israel?
Israeli, well, certainly I've been there as well.
Oh.
And I wrote a book about places I've traveled, like an adventure travel book. I also wrote a financial intrigue book about Cuba, and then I've written a couple of books. One about a story about two poker players that meet each other, and some wisdom comes from it. And then this latest book that has come out is basically a biography of me, and things that I did growing up in New York City, and a unique life that I'm leading. And so I've written books and. This talk or this interview that I'm doing with one of the deans there is free, and everything I do is free. I don't charge money for anything that I do, and if somebody wants one of my books and can't afford it, I send it to them, because I don't feel like important subjects like we're talking about here should be connected to money. and they so often are. So I've avoided that. And if somebody wants to get in touch with me, I have a website. That's my name. My name is Justin. I go by J.J. Gold, and by the initial J.J. Gold, because there's a guy who makes peanut butter who's world famous. Mm-hmm. And anytime you go on Google, if you put down Justin Gold, that's who you get.
Okay.
So I wanted to circumvent Mr. Peanut Butter, so I go by the name of initial J and then J Gold. But my name is Justin.
Okay,
and,
well, that's cool.
And the name of the book is Justin Time, which is connected to Justin. So my website is justingold.net, and anybody wants to hear what I have to say or get in touch with me, they can go there.
That's awesome. And we're looking forward to you coming down here. I'm definitely going to try and be there. Again, folks, it's September 18th. It's a Monday night at 7 p.m. at USC. This is free. So you're gonna be interviewed by the USC dean. So that's pretty cool.
One of the deans there, yeah. They have a few deans.
Yeah.
Right,
oh,
around
I see.
Teenage there.
Oh, I see. Okay. I guess they have a lot of people. Do you have any idea how many students are at USC?
Could you say that again?
Yes.
There?
I'm wondering about if you know how many students attend USC every year.
Oh, I don't know, but there's thousands. It's a very big school. I know
right.
There's a lot of people, but
right.
I think most of them will be out eating medicated sushi, so they won't be
Yes.
There you go.
Accurate.
All right. Justin Gold.
Yeah, maybe Rachel could show up too, because I hear she's a comedian and I'm into comedy.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you. And you know what, Justin? If you're in town and you have some time in the morning, why don't you drop by? We'll have some really deep conversations and stuff, you know. So,
oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, you know, because now we just pretty much introduced you and all that. But if we can get into some deep conversation, that would be awesome. So please be in touch with me. Let me know if you have a morning, and we'll set it up for you.
That sounds great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
Justin,
for having me on, both of you.
Of
guys.
Course. J.J. Gold, Justin Gold, and the website again, Justin?
It's justingold.net.
Justingold.net. Can't beat that. All right, Justin, thank you. All the best to you.
Thank you.
And, I wanted to ask you about Alaska. You guys having, like, long days now or short days now? Long, probably, right?
Right now, it's rainy days.
Oh, rainy days.
It's not too long. They're medium long, medium long, medium short. I'm just up here for a few days.
Yeah.
But, but I have been here before. But it's rainy and cloudy, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Southern California.
Awesome. Well, we'll be glad to have you back. Justin, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you again real soon.
Okay, bye-bye, folks.
Bye. Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I always like, you know, people that that think a lot.
Of course.
You know, maybe because I do. I had some deep conversations with my son over the weekend. That's pretty cool.
Were you smoking cannabis?
Well, we always do, you know, but that's besides the point.
Very true. But it helps, doesn't it?
It does help, man.
What is the meaning of life? I mean, I don't know. That's how deep I think it goes.
But, yeah, I mean, no, I like to ponder sometimes. And
do you believe in aliens? Yes.
Yeah.
Gets deep. Deep conversation.
Yeah, right. But we were talking about that too, actually.
I'm telling you.
No, it's true. I like that my son is smart, you know, because we can talk.
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway,
he takes
he's
after his father's side.
Ah, thank you. I didn't want to say it, but.
Well, you didn't. I said it for you. I gave it to you. I gave the endorsement.
Thank you. But he's going to graduate this year in biochemistry. So
obviously, after his father's.
Yeah, but I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so maybe not completely after. Maybe he got a little bit from.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the other side.
Wow.
My dad likes to claim all the positive qualities that my sister and I possess, like, very reassuring. He's like, you got that from me, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Really? Wow. Well, but you did. I mean, look, you have parents that are both very smart.
Oh, I have no question why I am the way I am when I look at both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You see, I mean, that goes down with the genes, I'm telling you, you know? It really does.
I got actually, I called my mom the other day, and she said that her and my dad watched my latest video from the Burbank Comedy Festival, and like I was like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. Like, that's how they lead into it. They're like, Rachel, your father and I listened to your latest video. We watched from the Burbank Comedy Festival.
Oh my God.
And we have to say that much improvement from March. I mean, you had your father and I laughing. I was like, oh my God, why do you have to say it like that? Like, why can't you just be like, we really liked it, instead
right.
of, you know, lead into this like interrogation, like true lies style, like compliment, you know?
Yeah, right.
They have the suspense. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to parents.
You made us,
you know?
Laugh.
I mean,
I was
what
like,
can
thanks.
I say?
I'm glad.
You have to be reminding the kids, you know, and the parents that we're on the same side, goddamn
yeah.
it, you know? They have to understand that.
It's true.
You know? But, yeah, so that was fun. I don't know what he's going to do with biochemistry. I told him, what is this, like a Breaking Bad type of thing, you know? You got to make medication.
Absolutely, it's the future.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. A lot of things in the news, of course. Irma is destroying everything in its path. Did you see the flooding in Miami?
Yes.
It looked like rivers
mm-hmm.
in the middle of downtown. I mean, it is un-friggin' believable.
I was checking in with my friends all weekend. I was like calling them like the nervous mom. I was just like, I'm going to call you back every 2 hours. I'm like, charge your phones, you know,
yeah,
just
right.
FaceTiming them. I'm like, how is everything?
So they didn't have to evacuate?
Some of them you just can't.
Yeah, right.
I mean they're still in South Florida. They just may not be down by the coast.
Mm.
You know, some of them work. I mean, some of them live in those high rises and just stayed there.
Right, in
yeah.
the high rises. But as far as other places,
I mean, you saw, a lot of my friends did not evacuate,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I mean, they couldn't. They have dogs. They have you know, they can't.
Yeah.
Get out. They have to figure it out.
They have to brave it out, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I saw videos of people with like trees in front of their houses. Now they can't get out.
Yeah.
There's just trees down and trees blocking
down,
them
I
from
saw
leaving.
That. Oh, God.
We will rebuild.
We will.
They
we
will
rebuild. And now it's heading to Georgia. Did you
yeah.
know that?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Wow. I mean, look at that destruction, you know, and I'm not surprised. I actually reposted a video that shows winds blowing a house, and how as the wind increases, more and more pieces of the house are just torn apart like it was nothing. It crumples, you know?
I mean, yeah, these are natural disasters. They will wreak havoc on all of us.
On all of us. Well, let's hope we don't. I heard there was a big earthquake in Mexico, but
yeah.
nobody's talking about it.
Well,
I don't see it in the news here at all.
I've seen a couple reportings on it. It was
yeah.
like an 8 point something.
Yeah,
magnitude.
8.9. I mean, that is like huge.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. They must have had a lot of destruction, but why is nobody talking about it? I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure you'll...
I don't see it in...
Are you looking it up?
Well, no, not now, but I'm... But I didn't see it on CNN. So, okay, that. And then, did you hear that Equifax was hacked? You know who Equifax is? They're one of the three bureaus that do our credit checks.
Okay.
Like, so you do a credit report, credit
yeah.
check. It's either Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion. There's three companies that do this. Equifax got hacked. You know what that means? That they have the credit information of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. They're saying we should worry.
Who hacked us?
Nobody
Russia?
Knows. Nobody knows. Yeah, man. You know, and they have everything they need to impersonate you. They can open bank accounts, credit cards, everything, you know? And the thing is, think about it. I mean, it could wreak havoc on somebody's life like mm-hmm. this, you know, even though you can clear it up and stuff, I'm sure. But at the same time, it's like, what a scary world we live in. You
yep.
know? You don't. It's all behind the scenes. You don't even see this happening.
Yep.
And you have all these thieves and criminals and who knows what else they do. My God. Pretty scary stuff.
Yep.
This is cool. You probably like this one. For the first time, a woman's going to call the plays on Monday Night Football.
There you go.
Her name is Beth Mowins, and she'll make history Monday night when she becomes the first woman to call the play-by-play.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Respect.
She's the preseason voice of the Oakland Raiders. Huh. Very interesting. So that's pretty cool.
Left goes Locks, week one. I'm picking three underdogs. Let's.
Okay, I don't care about that one. But
I'm like, what is that?
Do you watch football at all? Do you like it?
Not really.
Yeah. I used to watch a lot of football when I was younger, you know, the beer and the weed and stuff, but and the munchies, but not anymore. Can't get into it, man. Too much going on. You know, to care about teams and and all that. It's cool, but it's relaxing and it's fun, but you got to find time for everything,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I also think all that stuff is, like, rigged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was that? I just remembered you posted, because you were talking about your parents, you posted something, a video of you on a skateboard?
Yes.
And you said, what about Mom? Sorry, Mom? Or something?
Yeah, I said I found a new hobby. I purchased a skateboard this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because...
Do you know how to ride one? Or
yeah. I mean, I'm learning.
Oh, you're learning. So it's not like you're a pro or anything.
I mean, like, I've gotten on a skateboard before, but, like, I just want a cruiser board. Like, I don't want anything. I'm not trying to do tricks. I just work down in Venice sometimes, and I want to cruise the boardwalk. So, and I've always wanted to, like, skateboard. And I've been looking at skateboards for a little bit, and we walked into a shop yesterday, and I found one, and I'm like, that's my skateboard.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was, like, skating yesterday. And yeah, I just want to cruise.
Yeah.
I don't,
so you think your mom wouldn't want you to do it? Is that why you said sorry, Mom? Or didn't you like?
As a Jewish man, you're sitting here asking me if my Jewish mother would like that I'm on a skateboard. I think you already know the answer to that question. Of course not. I already hear it in her head. You better not hurt. You know what I mean? Like Olivia being my protective like momager, like basically was like, you cannot get hurt. I'm like, you're right. I can't hurt. Like what arms will I smoke joints with? Like
exactly.
I need these puppies are going to get me to the top. So I can't, but I still can smoke joints with a broken elbow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why would you want to?
Listen, I have this like fantasy in my mind. I'm gonna be part of like some skateboarding girl gang squad down in Venice Beach, just like smoking joints, cruising through. You know, like I just want to do things that you don't see girls normally doing.
Yeah,
and like I.
So you're still a tomboy.
So I've already 100%. So I've already capitalized the smoking weed. You know, so now I'm gonna be a girl smoking weed on a skateboard.
Yeah, right. So you totally get the part.
Plus, like, I always, like, admired Bart Simpson. He was, like, a favorite cartoon character of mine. He skateboarded, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, I've never been on a skateboard. Because let me tell you why.
Well, when I got one. We can practice in the parking
garage. Yeah, well, I have to learn first, and I'm going to break my arms or something. I don't want that.
I feel like you could cruise. I mean.
I probably could.
A cruiser one. Like, you have to. I just practice in, like, a neighborhood that no one drives. You know what I mean? It's not that serious, but I'm getting more comfortable on it. I mean, you saw I was going pretty fast.
Yeah. No, that's true. You were. But I don't think I can do it, really. Not at this point in my life. I just don't want to
I feel you.
To hurt myself. You know,
yeah.
I really don't. But when we grew up in Israel, there were no skateboards.
Really?
Yeah. So it was an American thing, you know. And then later they brought it in. But
I always wore skate. Like out in Vegas, there was like a big skateboarding culture out there. And like all of my guy friends growing up skateboarded. I wore skater shoes since like fifth grade. I had my first pair of Vans in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And like I had been on like my friends. Like I would skateboard a little bit as a kid with like my guy friends, but I never owned my own. I mean, my parents brought me like a plastic one as a kid, but this is my very own, you know, real skateboard.
Yeah. That's funny. I can picture you with a bunch of boys and you're the girl in the group.
That literally is me.
Yeah. You see, you like the movie It because that's what they have.
Yeah.
They have the one girl. And
I was always playing sport. I like even in eighth grade, cause I played, we had a basketball team. I played basketball from fifth grade up into my first years of college. And eighth grade, they pulled me from the girls' team to play on the guys' team. And I remember, like, the guy I was, like, kind of, like, crushing on and whatever, he hated it that I was on the guys' team. And they pulled me up because I was starting. Yeah, I was the only girl to play against the hardest team, which we lost. But it was still like, I can do anything you can do. So
that's the way it should be, man. Why not, you know? Why not? You know, if women can do this, a woman can call play-by-play on Monday Night Football, and she can do...
That's what I'm saying. I always respect... Like, I love seeing women do things that aren't normally women do. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I love female... Like, I love female comics. I love, you know, just anything guys can do, we can do, too.
Yeah, so, why not?
Sometimes better.
You don't want to be oppressed. There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
It's not even like a it's not even a feminist thing. It's just like a I want to see more. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like we want to do it too. Well, we don't want to feel left out.
If someone tells you you can't do something because you're a woman, then, you know, then you're at a point where, okay, well, I'm being oppressed here.
Well, now I'm in a place to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
I'm forced to. Or I'll die trying.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess Apple is announcing the new iPhone tomorrow.
No wonder my phone started working shitty.
Really? Is that what they say?
I mean, it's just a, you know, one of those conspiracies, but it makes sense to me. And I'm like, I've had this phone for less than a year, and already I'm just like, how this with the technology that they have, like, how is this after a year just like not you know working properly? Oh, God damn it.
I never had problems like this, but then after a while it would stop.
I also
working.
Just feel like I'm on my phone a lot, all the time, and a lot more than probably you are. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I know. Well, so this is going to be the iPhone 8, but they're also releasing a 7S. Now, who the fuck is going to buy a 7S if you're going to have the 8? So they're probably going to make it cheaper.
Yeah.
And this is to take advantage of all the parts they have left and milk him, the last drops out of it.
I'm pissed they took the earphones away.
Yeah, right?
Such a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but they do have the wireless
one,
right?
I get it, but still.
Yeah. You know, I don't really use headphones with the iPhone, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so they're thinking that they're going to add a 4K camera on the phone.
Oh, wow.
That would be cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, OS 11, iOS 11. And they're saying probably wireless charging, which the Android already has. And they're going to do away with the button, the home button, I guess. So, and these are just, of course, speculations, but they're usually correct. So, I mean, these people that watch Apple, they know what's going on, man. If Apple thinks it can keep a secret like this amongst hundreds of employees, thousands, I don't think so. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know what's cool up in Northern California is the Computer Museum. I wanted to go see it again. But if you're a nerd like me, then it's amazing to see the progress of computers from, you know.
Yep.
I mean, shit, I started using computers in the early 80s.
Sounds like a good time.
That's a long time, yeah. I mean, the computers were, like, so ridiculous back then. But
like
it was
an entire
a fun
room.
Time. Well, no, I mean, well, when personal computers came out, you know, like Apple, the Apple II and stuff, or the IBM PC, they were small. They were personal computers, but they were very slow. They couldn't do a lot of stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't believe, like, I mean, today, the size of a picture is bigger, much bigger, than the total memory you had on the computer.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep.
You know, 64K? I mean, what the hell is that?
It's true.
So, yeah, and then they came out with the hard drive. They used to use floppy disks. Have you heard of those?
Yes, I was alive for floppy disks.
I don't know.
I would play computer games on those disks.
Right?
One
yeah.
was called Putt-Putt. It was the best
remember
computer game.
Remember Putt-Putt?
It was the best computer game ever.
I rated. Know. My son would remember that in a second.
Love Putt-Putt.
That and my daughter, too. Actually, that was the first game
Putt-Putt
I introduced
was life-changing.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. He was a car, right? He's a car. A video game for kids.
Yep, Purple Car.
Yeah. And we would play that. And that was because I decided I'm going to get them into computers early on, you know, with the games and stuff. And sure enough, man, right? They got into it, all right. So that's cool. All right, well, we're going to wrap up here. Justin Gold, also known as J.J. Gold. It's the letter J and then J-A-Y-E as the second name. So J.J. Gold. And go check him out. And that's it for today, Rachel.
It is.
So we're going to see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.